Happy Mammoth, the zero-compromise company behind Hormone Harmony, uses only clinically proven ingredients. No GMOs, fillers, or junk. Just pure, effective support. And get this, over 2.4 million women worldwide have rediscovered their vitality with Happy Mammoth. In a survey of 1,831 women, the results spoke volumes. 86% noticed easier weight management alongside a healthy lifestyle. 77% felt improvements in mood and well-being. And 100% said they finally felt like themselves again. Plus, it's backed by over 50,000 glowing reviews praising deeper sleep, calmness, and renewed energy. Ready to feel your harmonious best? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order of Hormone Harmony at happymammoth.com. Just enter code POSITIVE at checkout. Try it risk-free and join the millions who've reclaimed their spark. Visit happymammoth.com and use code POSITIVE today. Your journey to feeling balanced starts now.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Have you ever felt like you've made too many mistakes to turn back? Are there times when you wonder if God could ever forgive you? My friends, today we're going to explore the amazing truth of God's second chances. We'll discover how turning back to God can actually move us forward in our lives. I want to share with you the powerful message of repentance and restoration found in the book of Jeremiah. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Imagine you're playing a video game and your character has wandered into a dangerous area. You're losing health, your resources are dwindling, and the enemies are getting stronger. What do you do? Do you keep pressing forward, hoping to stumble upon some hidden treasure or power-up? Or do you use the reset button, going back to the last safe checkpoint to regroup and start again? This is much like our spiritual journey. Sometimes we find ourselves in spiritually perilous situations, moving away from God. But here's the good news. God always provides a reset button, a chance to start again. In the book of Jeremiah, we see God calling out to his people, urging them to return. Jeremiah 3, verse 14 says, "Return, O backsliding children, says the Lord, for I am married to you." God's love for us is like a perfect marriage, unbreakable and full of commitment. He is longing for reconciliation. He's not waiting to punish us, but welcome us back with open arms. My dear friends, this is the heart of our message today. God's desire for our return and his promise of restoration. Let's explore this powerful truth and discover how we can embrace God's second chances. My friends, let's look closer at the nature of God's call for us to repent and return to him. God's call is persistent and filled with love. It's not a harsh demand, but a gentle invitation. In Jeremiah 3, verse 12, we read, "Return, backsliding Israel, says the Lord. I will not cause my anger to fall on you. For I am merciful, says the Lord. I will not remain angry forever." Notice the tenderness in God's voice here. He's not condemning, but inviting. He's not angry, but merciful. This is the heart of our Father in heaven. He sees us when we've strayed, and he calls out to us. His voice echoes through our conscience, through his word, and through the circumstances of our lives. Have you ever felt a tugging in your heart, urging you to make things right with God? That's his call of repentance. It's his way of saying, come back home. But why does God call us to repent? Is it because he wants to scold us or make us feel bad? Not at all, my dear friends. God calls us to repent because he loves us and he wants the best for us. Repentance is not about punishment. It's about restoration. It's about getting back on the path that leads to life, joy, and peace. In Ezekiel 18, verse 32, God declares, "For I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, says the Lord God. Therefore, turn and live." My friends, God takes no pleasure in seeing us suffer the consequences of our wrong choices. His heart yearns for our well-being. He wants us to turn from destructive paths and embrace the life that he has for us. This call to repentance is also an acknowledgement of our value to God. He doesn't give up on us when we make mistakes. He doesn't write us off when we fail. Instead, he pursues us, calling us back to himself. In Luke 15, verses 4 to 6, Jesus tells a parable that beautifully illustrates this truth. He said, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost.' This is how God sees each one of us. We are so precious to him that he would leave everything to come find us." His call to repentance.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Is his way of searching for us, of bringing us back to safety and joy. But God's call is not just about returning to him. It's also about returning to our true selves. Sin distorts who we really are. It takes us away from the person God created us to be. When God calls us to repent, He's inviting us to rediscover our true identity in Him. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, Paul writes, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Repentance opens the door to this new creation. It allows us to shed the old and embrace the new life God has for us. My friends, this call to repentance is not a one-time event. It's an ongoing invitation throughout our lives. As we grow in our faith, we become more sensitive to God's voice. We begin to recognize areas in our lives that need change. This is part of the sanctification process, where God continually shapes us to be more like Him. In Philippians 1 verse 6, Paul assures us, "Being confident of this very thing, that He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." God's call to repentance is part of this good work He's doing in us. It's His way of refining us, molding us into the image of His Son. Sometimes, we might feel discouraged when we hear this call repeatedly. We might think, "Why do I keep messing up? Will I ever get it right?" But my dear friends, let me encourage you. The fact that you hear God's call is a sign of His love and His active work in your life. It means He hasn't given up on you. It means He sees potential in you that you might not see in yourself. In Lamentations 3, verses 22 to 23, we're reminded, "Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Every day, God offers us a fresh start. Every day, His mercies are new. His call to repentance is a daily invitation to experience these mercies. It's a daily opportunity to align ourselves with His will and His ways. I want you to remember this. God's call to repentance is a call of love, not condemnation. It's an invitation to restoration, to life, to our true selves. It's God reaching out His hand, ready to lead us back to the path of blessing. My dear friends, now that we understand the nature of God's call to repentance, let's explore how we can respond to this loving invitation. Responding to God's call is not about perfection, but about direction. It's about turning our hearts back towards Him. The first step in responding to God's call is acknowledging our need for Him. This can be challenging because it requires humility. We must admit that we've strayed, that we've made mistakes. But remember, this admission is not to condemn us, but to free us. In 1 John 1 verse 9, we're given this promise. "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Confession is the gateway to forgiveness and cleansing. It's how we open ourselves up to God's transforming power. Once we've acknowledged our need, the next step is to turn away from our old ways. This is what true repentance looks like. It's not just feeling sorry, but making a decision to change direction. In Acts 3, verse 19, Peter urges, "Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." Notice the connection between repentance and refreshing. When we turn back to God, we position ourselves to receive His refreshing presence. But my friends, repentance is not just about what we turn from, it's also about what we turn to. We turn to God's grace, His forgiveness, and His transforming power. We turn to a new way of living that aligns with God's will for our lives. This turning is a daily decision. It's choosing God's way over our own, moment by moment. In Romans 12, verse 2, Paul encourages us, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Responding to God's call involves renewing our minds. It means changing the way we think, aligning our thoughts with God's truth. This renewal doesn't happen overnight. It's a process, a journey of growth and transformation. As we respond to God's call, we'll face challenges. Old habits may try to resurface. Doubts may creep in. But my dear friends, don't be discouraged. God knows our struggles and He's patient with us. In Isaiah 41, verse 10, God assures us, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." We're not alone in this journey of repentance and renewal. God is with us, strengthening us, helping us every step of the way. Another crucial aspect of responding to God's call is surrounding ourselves with supportive community. We weren't meant to walk this path alone. Being part of a faith community can provide accountability, encouragement, and support. It reminds us that we're not alone in our struggles or in our desire to follow God. As we respond to God's call, we must also be patient with ourselves. Change doesn't happen overnight. There may be setbacks along the way, but remember, God's grace is sufficient for us. Our weakness is an opportunity for God's strength to shine through. It's in our moments of struggle that we often experience God's grace most powerfully. Part of responding to God's call is also extending grace to others. As we experience God's forgiveness and second chances, we're called to offer the same to those around us. In Ephesians 4, verse 32, we're instructed, "And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." Our response to God's call should change, not just our relationship with Him, but also our relationships with others. It should make us more compassionate, more forgiving, more loving. My friends, responding to God's call is a lifelong journey. It's about continually turning our hearts towards Him, day after day. It's about growing in His grace, becoming more like Christ. In Philippians 3, verse 13 to 14, Paul shares his perspective, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Like Paul, we press on. We don't dwell on past failures, but we reach forward to what God has for us. My friends, no matter where you are in your journey, God's call is for you. His invitation to turn back and move forward is always open. Will you respond to His call today? Will you take a step towards Him, knowing He's already reaching out to you? My friends, as we've explored God's call to repentance and how we can respond, let's now focus on the beautiful promise of restoration that awaits us. When we turn back to God, we're not just avoiding punishment. We're stepping into a new reality of blessing and renewal. In Joel 2, Verse 25. God makes this astounding promise. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten. Think about that for a moment. God doesn't just forgive us. He restores what was lost. He has the power to redeem our past and transform it for our good and His glory. This restoration begins with our relationship with God. Sin creates distance between us and our Heavenly Father. But when we repent and turn back to Him, that relationship is renewed. We experience the joy of intimacy with God once again. In Zephaniah 3, verse 17, we're given this beautiful picture. The Lord your God, in your midst, the Mighty One, will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Can you imagine it? The God of the heavens and the earth rejoicing over you with singing. This is the kind of intimate, joyful relationship He wants to restore with us. But God's restoration goes beyond our spiritual life. It touches every aspect of our being, our emotions, our minds, our relationships. In Psalm 23, verse 3, David writes, He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. When God restores us, He brings healing to our inner being. He renews our mind, heals our emotions, and gives us a new perspective on life. This restoration also impacts our purpose and direction in life. Many of us, when we've strayed from God, feel lost and purposeless. But when we turn back to Him, He redirects our path. He gives us a new sense of meaning and direction. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, God declares, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." God's restoration includes giving us a hope-filled future. He has good plans for us, plans that unfold as we walk in obedience to Him. Another beautiful aspect of God's restoration is the renewal of our mind. Our thought patterns, which may have been negative or destructive, are transformed. In Romans 12, verse 2, we're encouraged, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." As our minds are renewed, we begin to see things from God's perspective. We gain wisdom and discernment for navigating life's challenges. God's restoration also extends to our relationships. Sin often damages our connections with others. But as we experience God's forgiveness and love, we're empowered to extend that same grace to others. In Colossians 3, verse 13, we're instructed, "Bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do." Through God's restoration, broken relationships can be mended. New, healthier relationships can be formed. We learn to love others as God loves us. My dear friends, God's restoration is not just about fixing what was broken. It's about making things even better than they were before. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, we read, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." When God restores us, He doesn't just repair our old self. He makes us into a new creation with new potential and new possibilities. This restoration is an ongoing process. It doesn't happen overnight, but it continues throughout our lives as we walk with God. In Philippians 1 verse 6, Paul assures us, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. God is committed to this work of restoration in our lives. He won't give up on us, even when we stumble. As we experience God's restoration, we become living testimonies of his grace and power. Our lives begin to reflect his goodness and love to those around us. My friends, this promise of restoration is for each one of you. No matter how far you've strayed, no matter what mistakes you've made, God's offer of restoration stands. He's ready to make all things new in your life. Are you ready to embrace this promise? Are you willing to let God restore and transform you? Remember, it's not about being perfect. It's about being willing to turn back to God and allow him to work in your life. My friends, I want to encourage you to take that step towards God today. He makes all the good difference in our lives. Respond to his call. Turn back to him. Allow him to begin his beautiful work of restoration in your life. The journey may not always be easy, but I promise you, it's worth it. God's restoration brings joy, peace, and a sense of purpose that nothing else can match. My dear friends, are you ready to move forward into the new life God has for you? Are you ready to experience his amazing restoration? God is waiting with open arms, ready to restore and renew you. Will you turn to him today? The choice is yours. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the God of second chances, the restorer of broken hearts. Your mercy endures forever, and your love knows no bounds. I stand in awe of your majesty, your power to transform lives, and your unending grace. Lord, I thank you for your persistent call to repentance in my life. I'm grateful for your patience with me, even when I strayed far from your path. Thank you for never giving up on me, for always seeking to bring me back into your loving arms. Merciful Father, I come before you now with a repentant heart, asking for your forgiveness for the times I've turned away from you. Forgive me for the moments I've chosen my own way over yours. As you forgive me, Lord, I also forgive those who have wronged me. I release any bitterness or resentment, embracing your call to extend grace as you've extended it to me. Lord, I declare that I'm turning back to you. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke any spirit of rebellion or stubbornness in my life. I bind any influence that would keep me from fully embracing your call to repentance. In the name of Jesus, I break free from patterns of sin and destructive behaviors. Father, I pray for a renewed mind and a transformed heart. Help me to see myself and others through your eyes of love and grace. Give me the strength to make necessary changes in my life, to align myself with your will. Open my ears to hear your voice clearly, guiding me back to the path of righteousness. Lord, I ask for your restoration in every area of my life. Restore my joy, my peace, and my sense of purpose in you. Heal any emotional wounds and renew my relationships. especially those that have been damaged by my sins or bad decisions. I pray for protection against the enemy's attacks as I turn back to you. Shield me from doubt, fear, and discouragement that may try to hinder my journey of restoration. Surround me with your presence and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Lord, I also lift up my loved ones to you. I pray that they too would experience your call to repentance and the joy of restoration. Bless them with your peace, protect them from evil, and draw them closer to you. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, praying for each other's restoration and renewal. We declare that we are turning back to you as one body, one family in Christ. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, empowering us to walk in obedience and love. We claim victory over sin and darkness in our lives, in the name of Jesus. We declare healing for our broken spirits and restoration for our weary souls. Protect us, Lord, from the schemes of the enemy as we seek to follow you wholeheartedly. We give you all the praise and glory for the work that you're doing in our lives. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.